Well, hello men. Looks like most of us made another Christmas. Of course, it's not over yet. But for me, this year didn't seem at all like Christmas. Of course, it doesn't help in the UK on the south coast where I am. It's raining and overcast. In the winter where we are here, it seems like a grey cloud just parks itself over the country. And it's that dull look every day, and it kind of takes the colours away from everything. And in Canada, of course, winters are quite cold and long, but the days are bright and sunny. Even though there's no strength to the sun, it still looks a lot better. Cabin fever may be setting in. So I know you guys out there are quite alert and everything, and I've noticed it for a long time that the Femons are in the media, on the TV, in the papers. They're everywhere. It's like there's been a mass blitz of advertising Femons for a very long time. You know how wonderful they are, and they stun in these clothes. They're just fantastic things, aren't they? That's what the media keeps saying, over and over again. But let's use a scenario on this, shall we? Let's assume a company makes a product, and now they want to sell it. Of course, they're going to advertise it, and they're going to do a blitz of advertising, aren't they? And people will try this product or whatever, and if it's good, they'll get it or tell other people it's good. And if it's a good product, the product will become successful and they'll be able to lessen the advertising. Because now word of mouth will take over and the product will start making money. And after a while, if the product is good, they won't have to advertise hardly at all. But that doesn't seem to be happening with the Femons, does it? The advertising blitz is continuing for years. And that obviously means that the product isn't selling too well, is it? Well, that's why they have to keep on advertising it, day in, day out. And it must be hard for the advertising companies to think to themselves they got a bad product on their hands. But the advertising blitz goes on, doesn't it? And even though there's a sales pitch around every corner, and Femons are actually pitching themselves mostly, men still ain't buying. Because there's a saying, isn't there, when something appears too good, that means it must be a scam. And the modern Femons of today are definitely a scam. And just a couple more things on my mind. Unfortunately, a friend of the family died a little while ago, a man. It was just out of the blue, really a shock, really. And he had a wife that he'd been married to for about 30, 40 years. But now this Femon is dressing different, looking different, paying more attention to her appearance. Whereas before, she looked just like an average, you know, Femon, a wife. But I've seen this scenario repeat itself over and over again. The woman who has a long-term boyfriend or a husband just looks average. Well, I guess she has no reason to advertise, maybe. Or just doesn't make the effort. But as soon as she splits up with this man, or the man dies or whatever, she changes her appearance. Has anybody else noticed that scenario repeat itself over and over again? And the other thing is about cars. Now, cars are getting very sort of high-tech, aren't they? And why have they got so damn high-tech? They're more difficult to fix nowadays, more expensive. They have tire pressure sensors. I had one on my Mini, and it kept on going wrong, telling me there was low pressure in the tire, where there wasn't. And to be honest, most men wouldn't need that to remind them. They check them periodically anyway. Who doesn't? Well, Femons, of course. So that's why we've got tire sensors now. And a lot of other sensors. It wasn't done for men, it was done for Femons. So now it's costing us more, us men, because it's going to be harder to fix. Because sensors go, don't they? They break down. And Femons, of course, are not well known for car maintenance, are they? So the car companies are appeasing the Femons again, and it's costing us more money. There's quite a few times I've known way back in my history where Femons have ruined a car engine because they never checked the oil. But we're not allowed to mention that, of course, are we? And I don't care whether Femons are all empowered now and entitled. They're not really good at car maintenance. They don't understand it. And that's why the companies are making cars to tell them to check it and things like that, or give them a warning light. And just the tire sensors alone, I've known loads of cars where they've screwed up and they've had to have them removed. I mean, I don't know, maybe they should have cars that are sold to men cars, and femon cars. You know, the femon cars would be electronic'd up to the hilt, and they'd have warning this, warning that, telling them how to turn left, turn right, probably when to brake, stay away from the curb, and loads, of course, of parking sensors, there'd be loads of them. But the man's car would be basic, wouldn't it? It would be just a normal car. Wouldn't cost as much. I'm just writing to Ford right now, asking them to make a car for a man. And two expensive sensors could be removed immediately. Tire pressure, and of course, the parking sensors. Man doesn't have any need for them. But the real facts are this, hasn't it? Is that femons have been driving cars and vehicles as long as man has. Almost as long. But femons find it hard to understand about mechanical things like that. But of course we're not supposed to say that either, are we? But it's the goddamn truth. So just ask yourself this question. Why is the AK-47 the most popular gun? And is found pretty well everywhere in the world. Because it's basic. It's low maintenance. It hardly ever breaks down. Well, I hope you guys had a damn good Christmas out there. I hope you got what you wanted. But of course the main thing is the family. And New Year's is coming up, and usually it's a fairly big deal here, but I don't think it's going to be this year. Of course, we haven't made it there yet. Take it easy, fellas.